Lecture topic, Hubert Dunya, Love of the World.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We must always have this in mind at all times, that how to achieve the pleasure of Allah. That whatever we do, we have this very important point at all times, that you must not leave out. Am I doing it for the pleasure of Allah or something else? Read namaz also. Do you want to impress people? Or you want to only keep Allah happy? Because you must know the time has come now that people doing all kinds of ibadat, but what the reason for them to make that ibadat is very important. So at all times we should have this at heart, to put your intention right that I'm doing for the pleasure of Allah. There must be no other reasons. Many people today will do different reasons. Maybe because they want to have some kind of difficulties, they make ibadah for that reason. So we don't have any worldly gains in this area. There must be no worldly reasons. No worldly gains. If Allah wants to give us, He'll give us. Some people give wealth to, some people don't give wealth at all. Because it's got nothing to do with that pleasure of Allah. It does not mean Allah Ta'ala does not like that person, that He does not give him wealth. And in no way is said that Allah give that person whom Allah is happy with. That is all hidden in Allah's hand. Allah knows why He does not give him certain things, why the other person given and not been this way. Why He is asking for so much, Allah does not even give him anything to. And the other person does not ask anything, Allah gives him everything. And He knows best what is good for us. This is what we have to have in our heart at all times, that you ask for everything, but in your heart of heart, whatever decision, you will be happy. For Allah Ta'ala knows what is good for you. You don't question. Now the root of all sickness, what is the root of all sickness? The sickness of the world today, the root of all sickness, you find jealousy, you find pride, you find arrogance. You find all those qualities that you see which not be supposed to have in us. What's the reason, what's the root for all that? The root is love of the world. Love of the world. The love of the world is the most dangerous thing. When a person, when the love penetrates into a person's heart, once it penetrates into a person's heart, then to take that out is very difficult. Then he's prepared to sell his iman also, Allahumma hifaz. Then he's not prepared to even follow the sharia also. Then he's not looking at who his father is, who his mother is, who his sister is, who his brother is. The love of the world, when it penetrates into your heart to that extent, that it absorbs in the heart to that extent, because this heart is only for one person. No matter what happens, this heart is for one person. If you do anything else, if the heart absorbs with the world, then you must know he's going to be drowning the world. That's why Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he gave a very good example. He said, the sign of the world is this, that it must be like this, that a ship, you know, a ship. When a ship is sailing, it will sail smoothly as long as the water is out of the ship. It will very smooth, very smooth. But the most moment the water goes in the ship, definitely there's trouble. Either sink or whatever. So this heart is like a ship. His heart like a ship. It has to sail all the time. The only way it can sail all the time is only one thing, this heart is for Allah. And Allah is most pure. You know, every time there's subhanallah, when you take the tasbih, there's subhanallah, did you say it with your heart, subhanallah, it just read subhanallah as a habit? When you say subhanallah with your heart, then you say Allah is very pure. That also comes into you that I must stay pure too. Because you have to be pure to have that pure being in your heart. If your heart is not pure, then no matter what you do, it's impure, that heart will not be clean. So immediately when the time you say, Subhanallah, did you ponder upon this, that all those bad qualities of not having a heart? The quality of jealousy, quality of pride, you know, the arrogance, the greed for the world, and all those things. Is it coming out of your heart or not? Because Allah is most pure, so He wants everyone to be pure. And He only enters the heart that is pure. So as far as the heart is concerned, it must remain pure all the time. This is something very important to understand. Man may be reading namaz all the time. He's reading the Quran all the time, making zikr all the time. But in sense of improving and going further, he's going more backwards. The reason why he's going backwards, because these qualities we're not supposed to have, is called akhlaq razila. Akhlaq razila. Which is so important that a person who takes the road to Allah, that has to come out of him. He may not even understand he's got that in him. He may not even understand he's got jealousy in him. He may not even understand he's got malice in him. Those things, as long as it is in him, it will be most difficult for him to progress. He has to have someone who he can guide, you guide to ask, and he can put himself right. Otherwise, no matter what happens, it will be most difficult. So the heart, you know, it has to be so pure. So as long as it's sailing, smooth sailing, it will smooth sail. As long as you haven't got these things, like, you know, there's no such thing as the heart entering, everything enters, nothing must enter the heart. That's why they say the whole body, every part of the body has got its work. But the heart's work is this much. The only thing that have in your heart is Allah. 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 When you say Allah all the time, the heart will become Allah. And when you become Allah, then no one can come in between you. Then you don't want anything else. You only want Allah. Then you will not, no matter what happened, two qualities come into you thereafter. Sabar and shukr. Sabar and shukr. At the time of you going through any difficulty of any kind, you will not be disturbed at all. You will not be disturbed at all. No matter how great, how big what misfortune is. But you will not be disturbed because you're making sabr. Sabr not mean to say I made sabr. Sabr is to mean the condition you that no matter what is coming, you know it's coming from him. And we know it is coming from him, no matter how worse the thing is, it will not affect you. The meaning of that is you only have one enemy too. You won't have? Because you know it's coming from him. Then look, you cannot look bad at the next person. And that when that condition comes into you, thereafter when anything good happens to you, immediately you make shukr. You make shukr. You make shukr though. From where you make shukr, don't ask me. The moment you get that condition in you, that anything happens which is really good for you, you take it as shukr and you thank Allah Ta'ala. So these two qualities will always be sinking with you all the time. All the time. In every occasion. If a person tells you something very badly too, you not even look at him two times too, but you think it's coming from him. And if you think from coming from him, what will do? You will overlook it. You won't worry about it too. That is a quality which you're supposed to have in you. And once you have that quality that is coming from him at all times, the good and the that you do not want happening all the time is coming from him, the condition of yours will be that you will have not one enemy, and you will have a peace of mind all the time. Because the most important thing a man needs is peace of mind. Peace of heart and peace of mind. No matter what he is going through, it's not the end of the world. But he'll go through any condition, but he feels that it's coming from him, automatic, no matter what it is, whether from his wife, whether from his children, whether from anyone it comes, from an outsider, neighbors, anything, but he will not make any enemies at all. Because it's no enemy. He will not fight with anyone. He will not think bad of anyone. But he just think this much is coming from one and from that. In other words, I will look at that one. You want to look at something, you need something very seriously, you want it. And you try very hard, you do not get it. What you feel, it's not good for me.
So that is the most important thing, to how to keep your heart clean as possible. Clean as possible heart at all times. So the world, the love of the world will not penetrate into your heart. So all this you see today, brothers and sisters not talking to another, usurping of rights of one another, taking one person's rights, taking the other person's rights, not giving them the rights. All those things happening because of greed and because of love of the world. The love of the world must not come into your heart. It mustn't come. Allah Ta'ala says to them, I've given you all these properties and everything, your children, your family and everyone. But أَحَبُّ مِنَ اللَّهِ, it must not be more beloved than Allah and Rasulullah. If it's more beloved than Allah and Rasulullah, then that is most harmful for you. Most harmful. And you'll be know this place a place of test. We will test you to see whether you are true in whatever your claim is. It's very easy to say, I love Allah. But the time when you face a situation of this kind, that your own child too, when you're going through some test, then you come to realize, you know, especially ladies, you know, child is going through some sickness, they try all kind of medication and they fail, then they want to go the wrong avenue. You know, it's sad to say. Someone gives them the wrong advice, they just go away to this person, that person. Some people even go to a temple too. Allah Mari, Father. They go through all these things. There you come to know whether you will listen to Allah and not do those things. So the love for a person going through business problems, very hard, difficulties, not getting anywhere, you're working day and night, not getting anywhere. How will you respond when a person comes to him and tell him, I got this goods here for free? For free means you got from the back door. Can't be front door. So he says free, he says, this is now, you know, I need it now. And by mistake, say Alhamdulillah too. Like many people, when they go to a gambling place, Bismillah ar-Rahman. The machine would Bismillah. You know, like a person got a barber shop, he's like, MashaAllah. And what he's doing there, all the shaving and all that, MashaAllah. So what I'm saying you, you're doing Bismillah. So you're doing Bismillah, you do not know that it's not permissible for you to do that. So we don't know that we're not supposed to do those kind of things. So the love of the world must not come in. We must know we live in this world. We have to live in this world. We have to eat, we have to drink, we have to do everything. Everything. But it has to be that it must be done in a correct way. Achieve it in a correct way. Allah does not tell you must not eat. You must eat the best, everything the best. But have it in a correct way. Not the haram way. Haram way Allah is not prepared to accept. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a person came and stole his saddle. And he stole his saddle and ran away. He sent a person to go and see what's happening, go get the saddle again. And he went there, he saw that he sold it at 300 dirham. He came running and told him that he sold the saddle for 300. He said, oh, inna lillah. He said, look in my hand, I had 300 here. I was going to give him 300 halal. He left the 300 halal and went to 300 haram. So remember one thing, the love of the world must not invite you haram. Stay in the world, live the best everything, but every must be halal. It mustn't be haram. Because you have to live in this world. The only way it can come is the love of the world must not come to your heart. Once the love of the world comes to your heart, then it penetrates to that extent that you forget Allah Ta'ala. Then you become the tool of shaitan. Then shaitan will deceive you and give you all the wrong things to do. And you get caught up with that thing there. That's why, you know, this world is a place of test. Allah testing us. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Are you under the impression that you came in this world and will not test you? Allah will test you. We tell Allah, do not put us into test. There was dua every day, Allah do not put us into test. But if the test comes, we have to say, we have to bear it. And make sure we don't fail our test. That's why you say Ibrahim al-Adam rahmatullah alayhi. The love of the world, they had so much in them. But the time when one person was walking up there, that night, and asked him, what are you looking for? He said, I'm looking for my camel. He said, what do you do? He said, you're a stupid fool. They come in looking for a camel here. You're just in the jungle, not here. So you look in a jungle. Why you came here to look for your camel? Say, oh, so you think you're going to sit in your palace and things get Allah Ta'ala? But the way he told him this, but that he lied the reality that there's no doubt, if I'm going to sit here, then my world is with me. Dunya is with me. I will take dunya out of me. So the effect took place that it went completely, he left that and he went away. You and I must not do that. We read those things, but not do that. A lesson for us. Don't ever read books of people of the past. They have told you how to eat food. Don't do that. You'll be a dead person. They had the strength, everything. But if you want to follow them and do those things, I promise you, whatever you bother doing now, you won't do that too. We don't want dead buzrugs there. We want people who are strong to do ibadat. Very important. So do not look at books of the past. We know we got our own books of the time. And alhamdulillah, we don't have to read Imam Ghazali's kitab. But we have to read Maulana Thani Rahman's kitab. Imam Ghazali's kitab was for that time. There are certain things in Imam Ghazali's kitab, one should not even look at it too. That's why it's important that everyone should not read this kitab. So that is what important is. So that you must know what to do, what not to do. Where you must draw the line. As long as the thing does not make you forget Allah. My Hazrat gave a very good example. As long as you read 5-10 namaz on time, and you're doing business the halal way, you achieve everything. Business? As long as you read namaz on time, that shot must not make you forget Allah. How nice he said. He saw the people, this is a time of that kind. No, don't be too hard with the people. He said, as long as you can read 5-10 namaz on time, and you got halal, you got everything. 5-10 namaz halal. This is the only thing that we want in our lives. Not more than that. To bring the love of the world must not be in you. Now, it's obvious that Hazrat said nicely that a person read namaz 5 times. In other words, if he's so busy in a shop, and if he hears the adhan, what will happen to him? The call for prayer has come, he makes sure he leaves it. Now that shows enough that he hasn't got love for the world. He leaves and goes there. He makes sure he does not make namaz qaza. He'll read namaz on time. All those things prove that he does not have love for the world. This is what important is. But the moment he leaves it and carries on, then you must know he must decide now whether I got real love for Allah or not. So that is the only thing that in this era that one should supposed to be. Fulfill the command of Allah. Whether it's zakat too. Do not feel hard to give zakat. Do not feel hard. Happily you must give. Happily you must give. Even not happily, you must give it. But give it. The moment you don't give it, then you must remember one thing, that the love of the world is imperfect in your heart. But you do not understand who gave you that wealth. But that condition come into you when you make zikr of Allah Ta'ala, remember Allah Ta'ala, then you, every moment you think, only Allah giving me this thing, yeah, no one else. I must give more. I must give more. That quality comes into you. Zakat also. For hajj also, a person just want to go for hajj. Perform his hajj at least. Farz and all. So this is what is called, in these days, you have to fulfill all those things. Be very good. Like a person who got the love for the world, he'll pay his debts on time. He'll pay up debt in time. He won't just all the time keep money. He's got the money for other things, but he won't pay his debts too. Now he has the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Iman becomes so strong that I must pay that post. I know so many people, alhamdulillah, they're trying the level best to pay every time their debts all the time. They're paying no matter how, they're trying. Allah has opened the doors for them too. And many a time I'm telling them to be working so hard. It looks like if you pass away in this condition, Allah will forgive all the debts too. Because a man is working towards it. Everything you have to work towards that thing. If you don't work towards it, that is when a person got concerned with Islah, concerned, I'm answerable to Allah Ta'ala. When he got this in heart, I'm answerable to Allah Ta'ala for everything I do. Just read namaz is one of the commands of Allah. You're doing it, but I'm owing people money, I must work towards it. I have to cause harm to people, fulfill the rights. You know, fulfill the rights. He did not fulfill my rights, but I will fulfill his rights. The kamal of a man, my Hazrat always used to say this, forego your rights, but fulfill the next person's rights. Fulfill the rights. Forego your rights, and your wife will tell you 10 things, 100 things, but you still fulfill her rights. When she shows you stubbornness, you don't show stubbornness too. See, you understand? That's where we are wrong today. If they are bad to us, we must be good to them. I'm saying this because these are the qualities one we are supposed to have in us. And the quality of the saints, the qualities of Anbiya Ikram, Anbiya Ikram, these are the qualities of Anbiya Ikram. These are qualities of happiness. Sheikh Attar, Fariduddin Attar, was a person selling attar, man. No attar? And he was a rich man. And a man of the world. Man of world. One person comes in his shop here, he's smelling this bottle and that bottle, all kind of bottles he's smelling. He takes it, why are you smelling all these bottles here? You came to buy here. He said, no, I didn't come to buy. I'm just looking. I'm looking again. And then he started looking at it, smelling this attar, smelling that attar. All kind of attar is smelling. So he told him, no, but I don't understand you. You're looking at all these attar bottles and you're not buying. What's the reason for that? He said, you know, I'm thinking now, you got so many bottles, from which bottle your ruh going to come out? From which bottle your soul going to come out? Because so many bottles you got there. He told him, what you worried about me? You worried about yourself. You worried about me, you worried about yourself. He said, I don't have to worry. I got no bottles there. I got no bottle. I got one bottle only, the ruh. The ruh. He said, you must just worry about yourself. Don't worry anyone else. He said, okay. He went outside, he went flat. He said, this is my ruh going now. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah. And he passed away. When he passed away, it was an eye open for him. When Allah wants to give hidayah to someone, no one can come in between. Do not look down at anyone. Do not belittle anyone. You can see a person commit the biggest crime. Do not look down. In the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, we don't know what is prepared for him. Immediately that time he saw this person passing away, his eyes opened. And then he became someone very great, from nowhere to somewhere. That's how Allah works. Like a person, you know, for 70, at 70 years old, he stayed by the Buzruk. Every day he goes there. He's a temple. He worships the sun. Every day he goes, the Buzruk was very good to him. Very good to him. And he goes there and meet him and all that. But not a day he told him to accept Islam. At the age of 70, when he passed away, Buzruk passed away. And then one day, you know, he looked at the sun and he said like Allah or something like that, he said. And that word was meant for Allah Ta'ala. And the 70 years of his committing shirk was forgotten in that one word. And Allah gave him iman. Allah gave him iman. What you know, who's who, what. So this is very important, the love of the world must not be. Don't bring the love of the world. When you become the love of the world, come, then the wife becomes a very important person. She tells you, I want a house like that. Now you think to yourself, I haven't got the money to buy the house. No, you must get it for me. The shaitan is here to, don't worry, go to the bank. They deceive you. This is what's called love of the world. Now for the love of the world, you'll do those things. Your child will ask you certain things. That's what Allah Ta'ala says, innama amwalukum wa auladukum fitna. The same children of yours become fitna if you don't watch out. Your child will ask you so many things of so many kinds. You will feel happy for the child to give the child. You do not, you know what I mean, don't earn that kind of money too. But you'll buy, you'll beg and buy to get the child to get whatever she wants. In the end, they'll take you to Jahannam. Allah mani father from her. The love of the world is very important to take it out of your love. You must know for yourself. The only way the love of the world can come up our hearts, that remember, be good to everyone. Be kind to everyone. And your heart must be clean. This heart of ours is very important. Keep your heart as clean as possible. The more cleaner you keep your heart, the more barakat they're becoming. And the nur that will come into you, that is something you cannot even talk about. That is why they say at least when you go to sleep, before you go to sleep, forget your cell phone. Throw it away. Think for a moment you're going to pass away. Think for a moment of death. When you think of death, automatically you'll find that you'll realize that I am going to leave the world. Death is very important for every one of us to think of. Nabi Karim Salam said to, I left two things, the Quran and death. Remember death at times. Sleep away before you sleep, think of death, I'm going to pass away. Now ask yourself, am I prepared for death or not? If I'm not prepared for death, you tell me what in the position, Malakul Maut have to come and take us now. So automatically when it comes strong and you begin to make Tawbah, Istighfar, and make intention, I won't commit that sin again. So these are the things one has to have in all the time. And once you have those things all the time in you, then only you can bring about quality. The love of the world must not come into our hearts. It's very, very dangerous. But at the time when you test it in this year, that's why at all times, this death must be there in front of our eyes to think, I am going to die. And what is the reason? Before, when people should pass away, then they go to Kabristan, the person carries the janazah, he's thinking also, he cries now. Today, in whose crying when you go to janazah? Your own father passed away, you don't cry at all. Your own mother passed away, you don't cry at all. Nothing. You just go and just put them in there, khuda hafiz and khalas. Never realize that these are the person, you know, I'm also go there. Am I ready to go there or not? Do you realize, am I ready to go into this kabar or not? You come to realize you are not ready at all. What did we do about it? What did we do? Because we are so drowned in the world. Everything, we want everything cash. Cash. But we drown in the world, we are not interested in anything. That person passes away, 2-3 days, you read the Quran, shave in the Quran, you put back on the shelf. That's how we do. That's not supposed to be there. Life is supposed to be, I'm going to die one day. What have you done for that? Have you done anything for it? You ponder for a bit, while we sit in the masjid now, just a few minutes before the adhan, ponder a little bit, I'm going to die, what happened? Am I ready to go to? Am I not ready? Ask yourself that question. If you ponder every day, inshallah, you'll come to realize that you remember Allah Ta'ala every day. And to the barakah that this thing of death, inshallah, it will keep you away from all the harams. Because you know Allah will question you. And you see what can happen in the qabr, what happened in the personal past, you cannot answer the question what happens to him there. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala that we have made that the love of the world must not come in our hearts. Everything, the root of all sickness is the love of the world. Love of the world, take that out. The love of the world does not make a brother talk to one another. One sister not talking to a brother. One mother not talking to a son. I know so many cases like that. They're not prepared to put the things right. Everything not prepared to do is because of that. They don't want to take. They want to part with the thing. Why? What are you going to take with you? But if you've got the love of Allah with you, say, Allah, I want to give everything up. The condition like Hazrat Thami Rahmatullah Ali, when his father passed away, do you know something? I'm not mistaken, he was not very old at that time, a young person. But the thing what he said, I do not want any inheritance to. When that condition come into you, I forgive. I know so many people in this present time, someone took extra away from them, said, Alhamdulillah, take it. And no, I'm keeping good contact with my brothers and sisters. I will not fight for the world. So many people get this kind, Alhamdulillah. Not only that time. Just to prevent that Allah Ta'ala, I don't want any enemies in my life. I rather give them the thing that, Ya Allah, you give me more. And I know something that you'll be surprised. So many people have done that, Allah gave them double and triple. They're so happy because they know they give the rights away. So have that quality into us. And that quality can only come into us when we have love for Allah Ta'ala. Love for Allah Ta'ala, then all the good things come into our heart. All the things come into our heart. Wa akhiru da'am, alhamdulillah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد واصحابه الطيبين اللهم انا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واجنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الاخره اللهم نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارض عنا وادخلنا الجنه ونجنا من النار واصلحنا كلها فاطر السماوات والارض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين اللهم ثبتنا للإيمان وأمتنا للإيمان وحشرنا يوم القيامة والإيمان بحرمة القرآن وحرمة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وصلى الله تعالى على أقوى برحمتك يا رب.